Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Hey, Danny Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
2, 3, 4!
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
The married man himself,
Danny Tamborelli.
Did you keep Tamborelli or you're doing Detweiler?
Danny Tamweiler.
We're the Detarellis now.
That's Danny Tamweiler.
We are, in the eyes of God and the law, we are still Daniel Tamborelli and Caitlin Detweiler.
But our friends. But
our friends will call us the Detarellis until we die.
Okay. All right, I didn't sign anything, though.
And so. I didn't change your name in my phone. It's still Taylor Hamborelli.
Well, that's fine. Taylor Hamborelli is a pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got a sticker on my refrigerator that my new mom gave me.
Ooh.
That says...
You replaced Sally?
I got another one. I have an extra mom.
Yeah, good for you, man. That's awesome.
Sorry, man. I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying congrats.
That's good. Yeah, good.
I really like Carol.
Carol's the woman. She's the woman.
Okay, before we go any further,
Carol's the woman.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Shaking it up, coming first for once.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
No, to his right is Muppet.
Oh, yeah, Muppet's in here,
Muppet
too.
The dog.
Co-host.
The co-parenting
the Saint Charles,
dog.
The St. Charles Pooh.
But this is not about that.
No.
Yeah. This is not the dog co-parenting episode. Yes. This is the big wedding episode, Danny Tamborelli.
Oh, this is the wedding episode.
Woo!
Hey, now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a destination? Are we...
The destination, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. guys.
Okay, the time of day?
Time of day, late afternoon, I guess the wedding was, but the day before, people got into town to have some fun, have a little rehearsal.
Some people got themselves...
Well,
tickets, yeah. Making a right.
Oh yeah,
into
yeah.
The intersection.
Let's well, look. If we're gonna take this chronologically, we got to start there.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. So day one.
You drove there. We all drove there.
Yeah, but you drove there, and you drove there at an opportune time of day.
Friday afternoon. Like an asshole.
Trying to get through the Holland Tunnel can be a nightmare if you live here. If you're a tourist, between the hours of 2:30 and 7 p.m., stay away from Canal Street if you have a car.
Yeah.
Or if you're taking a cab, because you will pay lots of money to that cab driver.
Just sitting there.
And smell his or her smells and enjoy, mm-hmm. The cab life, NYC cab life. Just Uber it. No one cares.
Well, we went.
Fuck Uber. That's a brand we hate.
We carpooled.
Lift it.
Me and my girlfriend, Marla, and then Brendan, Catherine, and then Noosty, also known as Matthew, and Julia.
Oh, you guys had a nice little.
Did you guys?
Brendan, who's,
did you guys get Danny's super minivan hookup in North Jersey?
No,
the Jounce.
I think we
the Jounce special.
His work van.
Oh, a company car.
Yeah, on the clock. But we, he's the locations guy, knows a lot about locations, and he took us through Manhattan, which cost us an extra 2 hours.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, because Waze will tell you to do that. That's a brand that I hate, but I use constantly.
Well, yours, your choice would have been that or Staten Island. And
they're,
you know,
both, Friday, they're both bad.
They're,
well,
both
Staten would have been a lot better because we left.
You could have stopped and gone to Donino's and gotten a white pie, burn it, and
wow,
maybe a more pie or a garbage pie.
Gosh.
Ooh.
Right into it.
Let's do it. Ugh. Let's do it.
I like that place.
You didn't stop and get any rippers, right, on the way?
No, we did stop at Wawa, though. That was one of the very important things that we had to do.
Got
to
stop at a Wawa.
Yeah, it's like you and every serial killer in the South Jersey, Philly area.
Oh, they all like Wawa?
I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I mean, because you don't have to talk to anybody. What better place for a serial killer to eat? Than a place
to
where
refuel
you go
and find
to,
victims.
You go to a kiosk and you type in what you want.
Yeah, you don't have to speak to anybody.
You don't have to do anything. Of course, yeah. That's where we should always be looking for
our serial killers?
Nefarious,
yeah,
people.
That and the self-checkout at the Home Depot. They're the ones building.
But they got you on camera, yeah, though.
They're the ones building, yeah, kill machines out of... some kill drones out of stuff that you find at Home Depot.
Well, I bet you guys thought you were going to see a lot of kill shacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, didn't you? I know that people were assumed that that was like sort of like a, you know, podunk, Pennsylvania.
I mean,
what did we think we would see?
I don't know. I had some people assume that it,
well, that's
we
my
were
people,
going
first
to
of
like,
all, podunk. Like that's my
right.
Small town.
I understand
people.
That.
I didn't think it. I thought it was great. I mean,
I knew all about the area already because I had listened to a Billy Joel song called Allentown.
Okay.
Which used to be Levittown.
Okay.
Let's be real about it. He didn't know shit about Allentown. He wrote that song about Levittown, and the same thing was happening in Allentown.
What do you mean, Levittown,
better.
Long Island?
Yeah. All the steel factories in Levittown.
Where the hell was there a foundry in Long Island? Okay, I didn't think so. You got me. You got me with my own medicine. Very good.
It doesn't happen a lot, but...
I studied up on the geography of Lehigh County with Billy Joel and,
yeah,
his primer,
okay,
entitled Allentown, and they've taken all the coal from the ground out in Bethlehem. They're killing time. So I thought, yeah, it might be
a little...
It,
yeah,
might be a slow town, but apparently... everything that ever decayed has been turned into a bar.
Which is kind of this whole town.
Not everything turned
borough,
into a bar. I wouldn't say that.
Social still looked awesome. Like that was
Social
a,
still
that
was an old
bank.
Was an old bank. That's
that
where
bank.
All that
now
railroad money. Now it's a bar.
I'm right. saying, like, you think about in Greenpoint, there's like there's a bank that would probably become a bar.
Then they had that sweet, sweet theater that they turned into a Starbucks.
Then there was that, oh, stop. can I not have lemon juice with my...
Sorry.
No.
Bethlehem is really cool, man. It's got like this cool little like college town-y vibe to,
yeah,
it because
it's
of Lehigh and Moravian.
You got a river going right through it.
There's
they
a
got
river.
Bridges.
You know what that river's called?
I sure do.
What's it called?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's the Hudson River.
No. He's already said it.
I didn't... Oh. Is it a Billy Joel song?
It's the Lehigh River.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
All right. All right. Lehigh. Go Warriors. I don't know what they are.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. I was very impressed by the accommodations, by the hotel / mansion, they called it, a bed and breakfast, which was awesome.
Local people would tell you that they would be terrified to stay at that place, which
haunted.
I didn't tell anybody.
Haunted.
That.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to just do it there. And,
well,
I didn't care about the ghosts.
I downloaded a ghost app at the wedding for this reason.
Oh, ghost
did
detector.
You?
Yeah.
Did it work out?
No, it didn't. I ended up
getting... It always ended up right behind him.
A little inebriated.
The ghost was always directly behind him.
There was an app where it's like it's always behind you and it's always the same looking spectral image that they've downloaded.
You
from
downloaded
Google.
An, yeah, app to see ghosts, Jeremy. Of course it's going to be like that.
We've actually come full circle because that's what we did in episode 2.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know.
We
I remember.
Jersey.
I know, but we actually found ghosts there.
Yeah.
Well, that one
we
counts.
Took a couple home. Yeah.
Took a couple
good.
Home.
I took a couple ghosts home in the form of... Tasty cakes? No, I didn't
oh,
take
yeah.
any. I didn't take any tasty cakes
okay,
with me.
Okay, guys, yeah. let's
chronologically.
It's
well,
okay.
That
doesn't
that's
have to be.
Was a big reason why the Wawa stop. I had to get me some butterscotch crumpets. But then you get to the wedding, and what
crimpets.
Do you know?
Crimpets.
Well, we wanted to give a little PA flavor to the wedding. You know, I couldn't have a Taylor Ham station, so
you weren't allowed to have a Taylor Ham station?
No, because they said they had to call it pork roll, and I said, "Damn it, I'm not calling it pork roll."
No way. Oh, they're sorry,
Taylor
sir.
Ham.
Sorry,
and they said,
sir.
Sorry,
state
sir.
Rules.
We can't do it.
State rules, sir. We can't. You have to sing the Phillies. You have to sing "Hail to the Phil."
Did you know Mike and Ike's and Peeps are from Pennsylvania? Because
I didn't.
No idea.
No idea.
Peanut Chews.
Yeah.
Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. That
Man,
makes sense.
Yeah.
They're definitely that's old school.
That sounds to me like it was invented in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, but maybe some small town. Who knows?
I don't know. I'll just know it was PA. So we're like, well, we're putting it on the PA late night local snack
going
table
to the basket.
But what I thought that was a good that's
oh,
a good
amazing.
Thing. That's a good
a
late
great,
night thing.
It was
also,
a great spread, and when I came
they
back
made
later,
pretzels and
when I came
beer
back later,
cheese that I was like, I was so stoked for it, didn't eat a single piece.
I enjoyed them for you. Yes.
Both of us.
You didn't
did.
You guys?
I went back, I think, I'm not kidding, four times.
Why didn't you tell me?
Pretzel bar.
Why didn't you tell me?
And I got both the cheese sauce was amazing.
And the mustard.
It was like a white cheese sauce, great. Mustard was incredible.
He was still crapping those grains 5 days later, I tell you.
That's like kind of a clutch thing, though. Pretzel bar to at the towards the end of
yeah,
the wedding. Because it's
yeah,
like
to close. Wanna,
get
yeah,
your little
wanna,
substance
yeah,
and
little
soak
substance
up that alcohol.
Afterwards, because you did eat some food,
you know
but you've been dancing for a few hours.
Traditionally, there's like snacks served to sober you up at the end of a night.
Right. Well, that was another. I mean, that's also why, you know,
and kielbasa,
do that.
Kielbasa's too.
Kielbasa would have been great. I didn't have the extra dough for that, though.
Whoa. I would have purveyed.
Didn't know.
I would have purveyed.
Didn't know. I didn't know.
You don't know what you're getting into when you get into a wedding with all the parts that happen.
Yeah.
And we are lucky because Steel Stacks, which is where we did it, is all-encompassing. So,
yeah.
Like, they One had stop. The chairs. They
it's
had,
like having
they
your
had
wedding
the bar.
At,
they
it's
had
like
everything.
Having your wedding at Sandals.
What's that? Yeah. It's all-inclusive.
Minus Jamaicans. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, that's if you're getting married out there, do your best to do it at a place where you don't have to do as much stuff.
You don't
and
have
like
to
bring
chairs.
Outside things because it, you know, it may cost a little bit more. It may not in the grand scheme of things. I don't think from what I saw of what weddings are costing for what we paid for 220 people all together is way under budget.
Great, great location.
Amazing location. And the best part about that for me is that they are an arts, you know, Arts Quest owns them and it's, you know, the money directly goes back because it's a nonprofit. It's not like,
oh, that's
we
good.
Rented out,
oh,
you
good.
Know, the hotel and had, you know,
did you bring any of your
money.
Own? Did you bring any of your own ghosts or were all those local ghosts?
No. Most of those ghosts are local. And the ghosts were at the Sayre Mansion.
He
not,
just said most.
Not Yeah, well,
he
look,
said most, of the,
most
ghosts
of the ghosts
are local.
Steel Stacks is the site of Bethlehem Steel, which ran production of steel for many, many years.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day.
They kept those blast furnaces.
People died. People slipped and fell into those. Our good friend Jim Tews.
His grandpa?
His grandfather and father worked at Bethlehem Steel. And his grandfather, he told me, was asked to get a promotion to work at the top of the stacks.
He's like, nah.
And you get paid a lot more money, and it's like, but it's super dangerous. And he's like, fuck that. Like, because all it takes, all you do is you slip.
Yeah.
You know,
but
you.
There's no safety. No.
They had unions back then.
It wasn't like that, though.
They had unions.
I'm sure they had unions, but it was still, you can't
be safe about having like an 8-foot wall at the top of the stack. That you can't look down and see it, that you might not slip and fall in.
I just feel like that, it had to be something. Shoestring, like
seatbelt.
I'm sure there was stuff there, but I'm saying that it's super dangerous and things happen.
And a lot of people
fell into that.
Hey,
so, like, when we were
Jim,
looking at that place,
hey,
I was
Jim,
like,
your grandpa's story is starting to fall apart under scrutiny. And we were requesting.
Jim Tews was at the wedding, and every time I saw him, I'd be like, is your grandpa here? And like, as your back? Oh, I think I see your grandpa over there.
What
it
an
looks
asshole.
Like you.
Wow.
Come on, there's nothing wrong with that. We're all friends here.
Yeah, yeah.
Such good friends, in fact, that he played your wedding.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
well, yeah,
true.
I guess we could move from the ceremony, which was beautiful.
Ceremony, lovely
good,
ceremony.
Good view of the steel sacks.
We had
beautiful.
Seven children in the in the party.
Mm-hmm. Modern cloning.
Six of them made it down. I had the over under for me was 5. I only thought 5 would make
it. That's pretty good.
They're from the ages of, you know, barely 5 to, you know, 19 months old. Mm-hmm. And the youngest and the oldest made it.
Oh, yeah. Henry was a treat, man.
Yeah, Henry
was a real treat.
Yeah. And Liam was a...
both of my nephews were dressed up like Newsies.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had suspenders on, and they had the floppy cap.
That was a great look.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was...
I wish one adult would have showed up looking like that, though. Just one.
Just one.
To be like, ah,
right?
How did I get this backwards?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They said, on the invitation, it says, wear what makes you happy, so
yeah.
I guess...
Yeah. That
and
was it.
Nobody wore chaps.
I know. Surprising, right?
Well, mine was spoken for, as was Jeremy's, my outfit.
Right. Yes. Big ups. Thank you to the Black Tux because
oh yeah,
good job.
Shout out to the you know
Black Tux,
BLKTUX.
I will say
that.
And Vans.
Not
shout
a
out
band.
To Vans.
And shout out to Vans because all of the groomsmen got sweet kicks.
Yeah. Yeah,
black on black slip-ons, which I'm currently wearing now. I've never worn slip-ons in my life, and I haven't taken them off because they're comfortable.
His wife asked him to take them off in the shower, and he says no.
That's mm-hmm. true. Yeah,
gotta rinse them. I really enjoyed your vows. I feel like you who went first.
I went.
You went first, and I feel like you knocked it out of the park so much that when Kate came on, she was like, "Oh, I gotta top that."
She said that out loud.
Yeah,
she said that out loud to everybody.
Yeah. But
I'm glad that I got to go.
Then she did. Then I thought hers was great.
Yeah, hers was beautiful.
Yeah, so it was like I thought the ceremony was amazing. And
right
then,
before the ceremony started, I was greeting two of my friends, and I went to go grab my vows out of my pocket, and they weren't there.
I saw them. I saw them on the floor and didn't say anything.
Are you serious?
I saw them in the middle of
that's
the.
That's exactly where they were.
Here's an interesting anecdote.
Here's another POV of this.
I'm talking in the back with Mike, the DJ, and then they circle around to the round table where we're actually going to be seated later on, which was the Ocho, the table of friends.
ESPN 8, the Ocho.
The table of friends.
Purpose.
The table of friends. And I see Dan, I'm sitting down, so I'm looking through two chairs. I see Dan go, and then this like thing falls out of his pocket and floats to the floor in the middle of this big ballroom.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, it's probably important. That's not my problem. I'm not the best man. I'm not the best man.
Well, I didn't know it was Val. I did see when I...
Yeah, of course, because he was talking about in the afternoon. I wrote my vows. I wrote them myself. I got them right here.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. What do I need?
Well, right. At least you memorized them,
Well, I mean, I didn't...
No,
I just... I did memorize
you
most
freestyled.
Of it. I didn't mean to memorize it.
You
I just,
freestyled
I wrote
them.
I wrote them out, and I started by saying that someone in the audience told me not to be a hero. So I didn't memorize them. I had them here.
I don't...
And that was former guest Josh Lay.
There you go. Don't be a hero.
He's also married, so smart.
He's also married, but smart guy. You told me don't be a hero, so I did have them, but I didn't really use them. I only used them a little bit at the end.
Josh Lay also told you to use Axe body spray. I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't use Axe body spray. I didn't use any deodorant, even on my special day.
Josh was upset because he, I don't know, upset's the right word.
He didn't get enough pretzels at the pretzel bar.
Your one photo of you guys walking out from the stage and everybody's, you know, the classic you just got married photo and Josh is like grabbing your arm or something. He's like, I probably shouldn't have done that on the way out.
Yeah, he did that. He definitely did. Ruined a good picture.
We can
Photoshop his ass right now.
Oh, really?
No, it's actually very funny because it's me being like, I didn't be a hero, but I'm married. Oh, we're taking pictures. Sorry, smile. Let's walk.
He's like, hey, you did what I told you. You weren't a hero. Yeah, I wasn't a hero.
But
yeah, cute kids.
Yeah.
Cute kitties.
The sun going down in the background.
Mm. Lights coming on.
We got married in a fever. And now pronounce you man and wife. There's a an arch that's outside of. And the steel stacks that lit on fire.
That's what
did you notice that?
I didn't know it was that was when you got married.
It had propane. Yeah. It had propane.
Into the flames we were born. Into the flames we will be.
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't know that was that. I mean, I saw it. I looked behind me and saw it.
Oh, yeah. No, that was all part of it.
Building
that was all part of it.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing,
they
too.
Were they were practicing the burn earlier, but they killed some birds.
They let us pick the colors to light up the steel stacks. We had just had to send it to the Sands because they control the actual color. The casino does.
Wow. Is that part of Sands' balcony?
Well, sends it over
to the Sands. I'm not sure why that is, because the Sands doesn't own any part of
it. Did you just do any gambling the next day?
I did not do any gambling.
Good for you.
No.
Jeremy,
a couple
did you
of my friends,
to?
A couple yeah. of my friends who smoke a lot of weed, they didn't stay at any of the hotels that I asked them to stay at, and they went to the Sands because they could get bigger smoking rooms, but they walked in and they said it smelled so bad that like the whole time they were just like spraying other spray and like smoking weed to like get rid of the tobacco smell.
It
and they were like,
"Seems like a losing proposition."
Yeah, I was like, "This is a terrible idea, guys. Just walk outside. Just go outside and go back to your room. How hard is that?
Yeah.
it's not that difficult." But you know,
they ended up pitching tents and the
dab rigs are a thing. You know, it's hard to do those things outside.
Yeah.
Because you have to light them up with a creme brulee torch.
Right. It's kind of like it's just
too much effort. Like yeah. I like dabs sometimes.
I like creme brulee.
And I love creme brulee. But I don't like having
like key lime pie and I like
5 million pieces to put
dessert.
Something together so I can get high.
It's like a Tetris.
Also, I wasn't smoking any weed until the after party of the wedding.
That was
the lady
was a promise,
made a request
right?
that yeah. I
she looked
not
at,
be smoking weed.
She looked at you and she was like, "Your vows, you're so white knuckled."
I've never seen you like this.
No, truth be told, man, like I've never felt more calm in my life. Really, like
yeah.
it was like
or alive,
Calm. Like no, it was no big deal. Like I was jacked up a little bit while I was like writing them.
Oh, you took some NBD? That's cheating, dude.
No,
that's cheating. She
NBD?
Just said don't be
CBD.
CBD?
No, NBD is no big deal.
Oh, no big deal.
Yeah, it's like the new. It's like the newer distillate from weed. If you take out the high,
yeah. then you take out
the relaxation.
Yeah,
then it's
no big deal. Yeah, then it's no
big
deal. That's like the it's because it's legal even in Pennsylvania.
You guys
stalking
NBD?
Yeah.
What?
You can get a shot of it.
CBD is legal in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but this is NBD. I brought it in from New York.
Is it legal everywhere?
In theory, yeah, they haven't. They don't know what it is.
In theory.
Well, yeah. We've been talking about it. Here comes the cops. Jeez, that came
cops
at the same time.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yes.
So
after the one of the incredible things that happened after the ceremony was this this full band rig, which I knew you were playing music and I knew some of the things that were happening, but
some friends showed up.
Oh man, it was the sweetest thing. The first song was
It was cool to me. I thought it would be a really fun idea to do this right at the reception.
Yeah.
Like not like wait till later. I thought it was like a cool, like let's do the cocktail hour and everybody have some drinks, eat some food. We come in, the bridal party, the groomsmen, everybody comes in, they do their dance, which all the wedding party came in to Golden Girls, "Thank You for Being a Friend," which is a beautiful entrance.
Oh, yeah.
And then we came into the Lucille Ball theme song because that's
okay.
That's Kate's jam.
And that, okay.
But yeah, once everyone was in, we threw a little rock show. So
I'm going to tell you,
once the doors were locked.
Once nobody could leave, we said, "Everybody, don't sit down. Come up to the stage."
There's no cover.
It was like we did it at Steel Stacks, and why we've played in the room where we got married, the actual ceremony, but upstairs is the big room.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that where Jim's grandpa died.
The blast furnace.
No, where the pretzel bar is.
We played in the pretzel bar in the blast furnace room.
But it's a full-on functioning venue, so I was like, great, we can do that. And they had all the back line. We didn't have to bring anything but our gear, our guitars.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, I've never seen live music like that, especially I'm taking Jounce and, like, Rock Band and, like... It was so freaking good.
Thanks. Yeah.
It
so we
so
did.
Good.
We decided to take the two bands that I play in, and actually, just to go back for a second, Mickey Glago, who's the main guy in Midnight Spaghetti, who I play with down south, did the music for the ceremony, classical guitar. He arranged.
Oh,
he arranged. God Only Knows. He arranged Your Song by Elton John.
Oh, man, the God Only Knows arrangement was great.
And he arranged...
Because he dealt with it through some left turns from all of your young relatives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. and Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. So he did a classical guitar
renditions
of those songs.
That's
what you walked out to, right?
Kind of yeah. And so he was there as well. So it was nice to just have that sort of community of all the bands that like mean a lot to me and play music together. So it was the new Jounce lineup with Tim on drums and our old keyboard player, Dan, which was pretty funny to think that he, you know, he hasn't been in the band since 2005.
Right.
But it was just fun to like get together and play with everyone. And yeah, the first song we did was the Archies Sugar, and Sugar, I convinced Kate to get up there and sing it with me. And for like the 3 days leading up to the wedding, she like kept wanting to like rehearse it, and we'd sing it in the car together, and like she was just very nervous about it because she doesn't do that. Yeah, like, exactly. This is a thing that like,
she makes smoothies.
And she writes books and she does, you know,
I think she can conquer that.
Yeah, I feel like she could do it, but she never done something like that up in person. And when you do that in front of your friends and family, it's so much more difficult as that being your first time than it is like doing it at
randos,
like, an open mic or like you do it in a random city that maybe people will be at.
At a karaoke bar.
Right. Yeah, anything like that. But I told her, you asked for a song, you asked for personal vows. All I'm asking is for you to sing the song with me.
Nice.
And so she did. I didn't think that would ever work. I didn't think it.
Listen, if this doesn't happen, and I am smoking weed all through the ceremony.
Look, if I don't get this, I am smoking weed right in front of your parents.
Sugar was a hit. Kate was amazing.
Sugar was a hit. Yeah. She also wanted me to play My Girl, but the Otis Redding version, not the Temptations version, a much more like
that was your
stripped down, laid back version. Right. So we did those two songs.
What's weird is that Macaulay Culkin didn't die at the end of the song.
Wow. That's true.
Yeah. that's a showstopper because it made me think.
It's true.
Anna Klumsky also didn't come to the wedding.
Anna Klumsky didn't come to the wedding. Yeah. And Kieran Culkin was at another wedding of one of our buddies who got married on the same day.
Steel Stacks?
Brett Tabasol. Remember him?
Get out of here.
Brett Tabasol got married on Cinco de Mayo, and Kieran was a groomsman.
Cool.
So it's just the parallels here are just...
The magic.
It's incredible. But I digress. So then I had played a song for Kate that I wrote.
Right.
And that was solo me.
What about with a little help from my friends?
Well,
we're getting there.
That's the big.
But we're not getting there yet.
Oh, right.
We got a whole two other songs because while I was singing, we were changing out bands.
Yeah.
You know, because I've been playing music for a long time and I play lots of shows where bands go in and out and they have to change and do set changes and everything. And
makes
I got my boys
this was
to
part
do
of your
it.
Wedding.
Band, yeah, make it part of the wedding. But I'm efficient about it.
It's all your farm aid experience.
Me and Johnny Coogs. But yeah, then the sweaters came up and we did a couple of songs that I wanted to sing for my wedding, which was the Pixies' "La La Love You," which Mike came up and sang some backup vocals on as first base, second base, third base, home run, which it came out very nice. And then
thank you.
We did a Reckless Eric song called "Whole Wide World," which I really meant when I said that. Like, I heard that song when I was a teenager, and I was like, "Man, if I ever get married, like I'm gonna sing this song because it's like this is me, man. Right. I've searched the whole wide world, and like it was always in my
brain.
And so when it happened, I was like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna definitely do that," and made that happen. And you know, probably a lot of people didn't know that song either, but I didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
and. Then we came up with every single person in the wedding party to sing "With a Little Help from My Friends," which was a surprise because Kate wanted me to do that song too. And I was like, you know what?
Let's just keep it slim.
I can't do all that. Like, that's so much. Like, that's a lot there's a back and forth. We're not rehearsing. Like, I think it's too much. And she asked about it a couple times and I just kept brushing her off. And I sent an email to everybody being like, I need some help with this because we should do it because it'll be really fun.
Right.
And again, no practicing, no nothing, just like a little bit of rehearsal, like in the, while we were getting ready on Saturday, but there was no like full band rehearsal. And my buddy Joe, who'd flown in from San Francisco, who just had a baby, big, I know he listens to the podcast.
Yeah. Shout out to
big
Joe.
Ups to
Joe,
big daddy Joe Cirillo
and Emma.
Meg did all the work. Exactly. Meg did all the work.
The carrying.
But Meg also said, he's your best friend. You better go to his wedding.
Nice.
And, you know, within
timed out very
five
well.
Or 6 days after having a baby to be able to go across the country to spend a night with
they
your
cut,
friends.
They
really,
cut the cord on Joe, and he
really
was able
nice.
To fly.
It was really special.
Absolutely.
And he got up there and played drums. And so then it was like the whole old school jounce band, plus Mickey playing guitar, Matt playing bass, and I was just front manning it because they asked me to front man.
It would have been really difficult for me to
play bass.
When I was a kid and I first was drunk and heard Have a Little Help from My Friends, I was like, that's what I'm going to sing at my wedding.
Why were you drinking and watching The Wonder Years?
Exactly.
That's the problem. You were drinking at home.
But that was an amazing
thing because she was totally caught by surprise and she saw all of her wedding party come up, then she came up,
and there's some great pictures of you guys
like holding each other. You're holding on to my wife. I hadn't even been married to her for like, you know, 2 hours, and Mike's already holding on to
brothers.
He's handsy.
We share everything.
I tried to skulk in the back, and Newsty was like, "Get up front, get up front."
I actually heard you. I heard him say that to you.
I was like, "Oh fuck, okay."
I stayed in the back and got some audio of Liam, Danny's nephew. Tried to get him to interact with the microphone, which worked finally at the end.
One of my favorite pictures is in.
And then the picture taken though that I think he's going to reference is a picture of everyone on stage like having
singing,
a time of their
everybody's
life,
mouths like, open like in the middle of like saying friends probably
and it must have caught me at some weird like I just
a reverie
and I'm in the background. It looks like I'm a ghost from 3 Men and a Baby in the window just dead faced like having the time of my life.
Oh my god,
the
yeah,
complete
it's,
opposite
it's,
of that.
It's amazing. Yeah, that yeah. post will go that picture yeah. should go up on the website.
That one was on like page 6 probably or something like that, right?
Yeah, that was crazy that happened too. Yeah.
Shout out to Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsay, for telling everybody that I'm married.
A lot of shout outs.
It's a big shout out episode.
Emma is the name of Joe and Mike's baby, so shout out to Emma.
Yes,
I said
welcome
that
to this world.
Already.
I didn't hear you say that.
Okay. I owe her a squish ball. A squish ball. I have a kid toy for her.
Oh, good.
All right. I'll give you his address.
I have it.
I won't do it on the podcast.
I have it. You want to dox him? It's 1227 Schrader.
Boop. Oopsies.
All right, Jeremy, if this is for future reference,
just go ahead and bleep that out real quick.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 Whiskey declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah, that was like, that was an incredible moment, I feel like, in the whole wedding to set it up and be like, we're just, this is going to be the funnest. Let's just have fun.
Let's just have a party. Let's have a party.
I couldn't
enjoy
believe
yourselves.
That Paul hired Fred Savage to come to the.
Who then declined, and then they're like, "Well, at least we have Michael C."
He was available at the time.
Number two is ready. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're number one. I don't know.
It was great to see the Pete and Pete crew that came in.
Oh yeah.
That was a real Mr. nice Hust? Thing. It was Mr. real. Toby? It really made me feel nice to know that they came across the country to hang out.
Yeah, and Mark Saul was there. There was a lot of cross countryers, to be honest.
A lot. There were a lot of people that came from Los Angeles,
reps.
And that was really really nice and special.
Yeah,
I had a couple family members that couldn't come from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Nice to see. I know who my family is, my real family.
He doesn't mean it. At all.
Oh,
they
I
don't
do.
Listen.
I
they
do
don't
mean
listen
it. They
the,
don't listen.
They don't listen to the podcast. We know who our real family is.
Yeah, and then
it was a party
big old,
time. What a better way to start instead of like being like,
oh yeah,
okay, here's all the bridal party and the groomsmen. Your salad's ready. Sit down and start talking to people.
Right.
Like it just didn't feel like it. I think it kept the bar high.
Yeah. You know, I think it was smart to do
everyone,
it. Then. Yeah,
and everyone was singing Get
dude,
By with a Little Help from My Friends,
dude,
including everybody in the audience at the end. Like the whole fucking party was singing along. I feel like that's like something.
Yeah.
You know, that's almost like the equivalent of that is like the.
Except me, I was stone faced.
The Irish, like, you know, holding the tree in the bush and the needle of the button daddy. Oh, there's like, that's like a that wedding. Happens. There's like a Irish wedding song that like the whole.
Oh, okay.
That everybody sings along to. No,
no. Okay. I haven't been to an Irish wedding.
Well,
I've been to plenty of Italian
weddings.
You've been
to a half Irish wedding.
Yeah, I've been to plenty of Italian weddings. I guess I've been to an Irish wedding. I sure have.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if that happens everywhere, but that I've seen that, and it's very fun. But there was the same feeling it gave me. It was like, oh yeah, let's keep it up. Let's keep it fresh. Let's keep people happy, and let's keep people. You know,
moistened, lubricated with
open bar, dude.
Oh, I was gonna say mustard and beer cheese, but that's fine.
Oh yeah, I mean, you could have all the mustard and the beer cheese that you want,
and that is part of the danger.
No, no danger, no danger. The only danger in getting married is the how it affects the wallet.
Oh yeah,
depends.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You get to deduct more on your taxes now.
Do I?
Because you're a duo, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
If you guys.
So now when I claim one, I mean it?
I don't think they're claiming.
You can claim zero or one on your taxes. Like
you claim
one.
One.
Like,
yeah.
One. Like
I usually claim five.
You claim five?
Yeah, I got voices in my head.
Yeah, the more you claim, the less the more taxes they take out.
IRS is here.
You just whoop the dog up. Couple of other things, the first lady speech. What I know, the best lady speech.
Mm-hmm.
The best
very
lady
good.
Speech.
Very good. And then Newsty.
Oh yeah, you can talk about this because
came out on fire, man.
Dude, I've never seen him like that.
We
he also listens.
It's because
to the podcast.
You hadn't smoked weed all day. That's why.
It's because it's because I hadn't smoked weed all day. Everybody, the colors were much brighter. I was moving faster.
The food tasted so good. I was never so tight,
but I wasn't
drunk.
Like super hungry. You know, like I didn't feel like I had
so
the munchies
weird.
To eat.
I didn't go right to the pretzel bar.
I didn't feel this gnawing hunger the whole time.
No, but I guess he had emailed or something, and we had just been brainstorming for a while to try to figure out what to do. There was other things to put up in the air.
What were other things? Let's talk about some other things.
Do you think we should? I don't... Some of the other things were...
What does it matter? You didn't do them, so
yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter. It's over now.
One of them was instead of the smoothie thing, what we were going to do... you know, as the best man, you know, and then I would stand up and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Danny called me the best man about 2 months ago when we were having clothes. I thought I was the best man.
Shit.
So that was the route. So that's sort of what the smoothie
shtick,
concept was
shtick,
in the beginning.
Shtick, shtick.
Yeah. And then there was something else. I'm not sure I remember. That was the one that stuck. And then smoothie time came into the mix.
Smoothie time USA.
And then we just sort of, it was like, yeah, it has to be that.
You have to make it smooth. They made a smoothie. They made smoothie time happen in front of 220 people at the wedding.
So Newsty set it up and said his speech, which was incredible. Very funny, very... very heartfelt.
Did I ever talk about that story on this podcast about my dad getting caught, that whole thing?
What?
Yes.
He told. Did I say it?
The basement window?
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that story.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was that. I mean, I had forgotten about that for
love
a while.
That story.
Mm-hmm.
My dad on all fours in the basement crawl space window.
Leave a little something for me to imagine.
But yeah, so he had done his thing and was incredible. And then towards the end, he was like, you know, we can't celebrate this marriage properly without the one thing that ties them together, or something of that. And it was smoothie time. Who's ready? And so we had bought this smoothie portable USB rechargeable smoothie maker.
Yeah, which is now going to be in the band van forever.
Great. But you have to chop everything small. So anyway, the idea was that we'd have everybody in the party, give or take, have a bit about an ingredient and then a story that goes with that ingredient. So, and then, you know, Paul was going to come in at the end. It sort of got worked. It sort of got reworked.
Well, because I was being, I was actually being a nice guy, and I thought that Matt was like fumbling because he was like, oh, I'm going to make a smoothie, and he didn't really know how to do it. So he like pulled out some like random pieces of kale and stuffed it in there, and he's like, now what do I need? And I was like, water, dude. You got to put water in it. I tried to give him water, and he's like, get that shit out of my face.
No, not
and
your
then,
fucking
and
way.
Then my dad jumped in. To which I looked behind me and I was like, what the fuck? Like, how is my dad involved in the best man speech right now? What the fuck? Yeah. And he comes out with a, he says that, you know, this is a party, right?
You can't get any, party smoothie.
So this is a party smoothie, right? He put some gin, in it.
A tumbler of gin.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I had a mini banana that I had gotten. So I said, yeah, I keep a banana by my heart and always or something. And, so I went up and put that in the smoothie, and it wouldn't open, so I had to pound it on the side of the table and stuff. And then, I mean, yeah, it just turned into a big smoothie love fest where people would come up and talk about you a little bit, and then...
And they started throwing things.
Yeah, like, but it became like, it was like, you know, and now here's Jeremy with the weather. Thank you, Matt. Anyway, it was Joe's was like...
Yeah.
Joe gave me baby food.
Yeah.
And put that in the smoothie.
Your sister had a clutch one.
My sister brought up a baby bottle full of milk.
Coconut milk.
Right. But she said nut milk.
Yeah.
And my sister... This has been discussed,
by the way.
And Kate
before
goes,
that, it was discussed of like, is she, you know...
Are we going to say nut milk?
Well, and it's cocoa nut milk, so it's making it seem like it's semen for fertility.
The other thing was...
she said nut milk for fertility. And Kate goes... Is that your breast milk?
Because
it was in a baby bottle, and my sister has a 6-month-old kid, and we all assume that it was breast milk. And my sister is not someone who goes silent ever. I don't think I've ever seen her that.
Not been known.
The minute Kate said breast milk, she turned beet red. She shut down, and she was just like, "Oh my God, no, it's not.
But it would be great if you were breastfeeding."
And she goes, "It's for fertility." And I was like, "I don't understand."
That we were worried about the breast milk, regular milk. So we were like, "You should say nut." That somehow it all. But you know what? Those are the great things that those are happy accidents. It came out amazingly well.
It was brilliant. I was completely surprised, and like every time someone else spoke up, it was like the shtick went on for days.
Yeah,
and I thought we had good shtick with Brendan when I told his ring bearer.
Well, that's what we were working off of. Yeah.
You doing shtick? You doing shtick? Shtick at my wedding? You guys are doing shtick?
Yeah. But so that the wrapped it up with Paul. Anyway, we wrapped it up, and then they actually
the
had to drink
thing.
The smoothie.
Well, we didn't have to do it, and we said, "F you."
Oh no! Even from over on Table Ocho, that looked like a nasty ass smoothie.
Oh,
but
it was terrible.
I knew just the same that they were going to be good sports about it and actually drink it.
Yeah, and they're still here.
Yeah, come on, we're still here.
Still alive.
You're still here. Still alive. There were so many people that you don't realize when you're in a wedding or it's your wedding that you don't see everybody.
Can't.
It's
hard.
This is very difficult. There's a lot of people and like.
So it's why I included vouchers for a free FaceTime.
That's why I gave them all a $5 Patreon subscription.
So they can watch the podcast.
They can watch this video, podcast, and be like, hey, Aunt Carolyn, didn't see you, but I know that you were there.
And if you can still tackle, there's room for you on my team next
Well, I mean, seriously, I didn't see my aunt.
Yeah, but I know that she can tackle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I mean,
right?
it's a crazy busy, it's understandable.
That's the Notre Dame aunt.
Yeah.
It's the Notre Dame aunt.
You got video of the whole music stuff?
I have video of everything. You know what? I'll give the big ups to Keenan Thompson for telling me that when we were talking about when I first got engaged, he was like, get a videographer. He's like, there might be expensive, but like, you're going to want it. Like, if you just get a photographer, like, you'll get great photos, but like, you're not going to get those memories. So he's like, Christina and I watch that like once a year on our anniversary.
Oh, that's
and,
really
like,
nice.
We enjoy seeing everything happen in
in video form.
They're going to get married. Hold on. They're about to do it.
What?
They're about to do it.
They're saying I do.
I mean, it'll be something like that. I'll get a nice little like 10-minute trailer or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they'll cut together. Yeah.
But because I get all the they don't necessarily give all the raw footage.
Oh yeah, who gets the music publishing rights for that?
Nobody. We're not pressing it.
But why wouldn't you?
Live from Bethlehem,
PA. Kenny Tamborelli and Kate Detweiler's wedding. The Detarellis.
Detarellis?
I said Detarellis.
180 gram.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll put them out in a 45 form. We could probably fit.
You could
probably fit all five of those songs on two sides.
The Ramones songs.
Yeah, and then the food came. Food was great. I got mashed potatoes. I love the fact, and I took a picture of it, that my little card that had my name said V for vegetarian dish, and it also said plus potatoes.
It wasn't for vegetarian.
No, dish. It was just so funny that you put that in your request, and I was like, well, he's requesting it. And Kate was like, fuck him. He's the only one that's doing it.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like he's the only one that requested this. Like, whatever. Like, if they get it, they get it. And I was like, no. He's a groomsman. He's in the wedding. He's getting those mashed potatoes. And I made sure it was on every single thing. So just remember that.
That's very nice of you.
I got you your garlic mashed potatoes,
bro. Very nice of you. Kate was right, though. In the end, Kate was right.
It's funny because
about
like,
what?
That was one thing.
If he gets them, he gets them. That's what it should have been.
But that was the one thing that, like, you know, we're like going over like table settings and where things are. And I was like, and just make sure that Jeremy gets his mashed potatoes.
Wait, what?
Sometimes I feel like you're marrying Jeremy.
Oh, she did make that comment.
I know.
Like, she said, I always felt a little bad when I first came in because she said she felt like she broke up.
Yeah.
And I said, that's not true.
No,
I said,
we still got together.
We're stronger than ever, Danny and I. I had such a fun time, and I remember
I had such a great time dancing.
Yeah, and I danced a little. I don't dance, but my girlfriend
danced my ass off.
You were definitely dancing your ass off. My friends Ron and Sarah were dancing
with
you. There's some great videos.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was super fun, and the best part about the whole wedding, really, other than getting married, was like having everyone together and just knowing that everyone was having a good time. Like the second to last song, they played Harvest Moon and everybody like hugged up, and it was like seventh grade. Like it was just like, there was so much love that we had a breakup the day after the wedding for people that went to the wedding and were like, you know what? We're never gonna compare. I swear to God, and I felt really bad about it, but I was also like, well, good riddance. I guess you know that it's not for you.
They could have broken up the night before, and then
and
I could have. I was single. Could have broken up at the wedding.
Is there, what is your? I mean, that seems like a favorite moment, I guess. But
I mean, that was, and it was funny because Mike, the DJ, like he pulled me aside afterwards. He's like, I learned something tonight. I was like, what's that? And he's like,
you got to really be in love.
A wedding like that, you don't need to end with like the crazy dance stuff. He's like, Harvest Moon came on and like, it really like, it was like
Xanax.
Seventh grade, yeah. Like dance, you know, and everyone's
Xanax.
Just like hugged up and like making out and shit. Like it was pretty, pretty epic. Yeah. I thought.
Yeah.
That's great. It's great. Yep. And I didn't want it to end. Vegan Treats gave us delicious cupcakes.
Oh yeah, shout out to those cupcakes.
Vegan
man.
Treats,
a lot of shout outs.
Yeah, a lot of shout outs. Yeah. It's fine. I will shout out the entire Lehigh Valley just for being the Lehigh Valley.
I'll shout out the Lehigh River for being mighty and flowing through.
And I'll shout out a guy named Lehigh. I like his name.
He's who I got the NBDs from. He got me some good NBDs.
That's where you feel really normal. Well,
and I really appreciate both of you being there and being a part of it.
We wouldn't.
That was probably the best, one of the
really
best times
special
I ever had at a wedding, if not the best.
Yeah, I think you and Brendan have set bars for weddings that are very hard to. Are going to be very hard to topple if I get married.
Well, we'll be waiting to help you.
Yeah, if I get married,
we'll make it.
It's not for sure, but you know, I'm thinking about it.
Love is in the air.
It's hard not to think about it when you're at a wedding and it's all going well and everybody's having fun. And
except if you're unhappy and then you break up the next
that
day.
Couple. Everybody except that couple is who I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. About that.
Yeah. Oopsies. Yeah.
You never got me a pretzel bar.
Oh, man.
That's the one thing that really that's the only regret I have for being at the wedding.
Yeah.
Is that I did not get to try
just so
delicious pretzels and beer cheese. That, like, I'm tempted to next time I go to Steel Stacks, call up and be like, hey, can you guys just make some of that beer cheese? I know you sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to sell that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think it was on the menu, definitely. Yeah. The puppy just woke up.
Oh, you hear puppies outside, don't you?
Well, Mike, give us your parting thoughts on Dan's wedding and how much you love him.
I'm saying it was great to be around all those people in love, and I didn't get to see how close the families were until that rehearsal dinner, and then the next night was just like way surpassed any expectations that I had.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You mean after the rehearsal dinner night? Yes.
Yeah, it's because it's cool to know that, you know, your in-laws and your parents are close, because that's not always the thing.
Suck.
You don't have you don't have issues like that. Yeah. And I think that's real. I mean, the first time my mom met Carol, they were like holding hands like talking, like they're like kindred spirits, the two of them. So they like, you know, like when my dad was sick, like they would talk, like Carol and my mom would talk for like hours. And like, that would like blow my mind to know that like they were like,
yeah,
chatting.
I messed up your wedding card.
Oh, you did.
What do you mean you did? Because
you did a...
You did the remark?
You did a scratch out on the card.
I didn't do a scratch out.
I think you did.
No. That was a river. That was the... That was the Delaware River.
The Delaware, right.
No, but I think I wrote journey twice in the last sentence, and I meant to end it with voyage.
Journey, voyage. Well, I can always bring it back.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to bring the card back, I messed up the last word. I had already used journey earlier in the sentence and used it again for.
At least you gave me a card. I didn't get anything from Jeremy.
Well, that is true. But we talked about it before the wedding.
I know.
We're gonna have a dinner,
and you're paying it off in dry handies.
Messing around.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's to you, Mr. Dederelli.
Yeah,
congratulations, Mr. and Mrs.
Up for Danny Tamborelli.
Thank you guys. Seltzer's up.
Big up for the all four proud parents who are really, really look to be happy and proud. And yeah.
It was very nice to meet Caitlin's parents. They are very solid people.
Very solid,
very loving and funny. And yeah, I can see.
For the listener, Carol spoke a little bit at the ceremony, and she told the entire...
Who also killed it. Yeah,
she told really the go. Entire audience that she didn't think Kate would find the right guy. It had to be someone like Attila the Hun. And I had to raise my hand to be like, yeah, that's me.
That's the kind of
lady she is. And she'd speak about that at her own daughter's wedding in the ceremony.
All right, you too.
Wiseacre.
All right.
What a wiseacre.
Well, keep a lookout. We'll post some pictures, I'm sure. And
yeah, we'll definitely post some pictures.
We've already posted one or two.
You can find some stuff on Page 6 or at people.com because that happened. They talked to Morona. Morona was like, it was at Danny Tamborelli's wedding, had this, and this. Also, Michael Morona was there. He had this to say.
Scoop.
It was an exclusive, guys.
It was. I didn't speak to anybody else about it.
Yeah. Thank God I'm in Page 6 for something nice and not, you know, being an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, you
appreciate that.
Yeah, you could be an asshole.
Yeah.
Why don't you go get hit by a fucking car, asshole?
Oh, man.
I don't
that's
remember.
That's
the umbrella guy.
That's the
Fresh
Kitchen.
Yeah,
racist bigot.
Yeah,
okay.
Piece of crap.
We went there.
Yeah. Glad we touched
wedding.
On that in your wedding episode.
Yeah, well, me too. I guess so, huh?
I guess we can cut all this out. Happy wedding.
Guys, thank you for the well wishings on the wedding. And isn't it great to be a part of the last podcast network?
It is.
Amazing.
If you want to call the Danny and Mike podcast and give us well wishes for Danny.
Teasing,
that's right. Teasing for Mike.
We have a phone number now that you can leave messages.
Or encouragement for Jeremy, like, you know, grow your balls. Tell that girl you love her.
Wait, that's not she saying knows. You My grow balls your grown. Balls. No, no, we know your balls are grown.
The number is 518-635-7195. That's right, you can call. Leave a message for Danny Mike.
Why don't you do it again like they do in the real commercials? That's
518-635-7195. One more time, that's 518-635-7195. We appreciate you listening. Before we go, that number again, 518-635-7195. That's what they do. They
send money now. Send money now.
Keep an eye on Patreon. We're at patreon.com/DannyandMike with the Ant spelled out. Maybe that wedding music video will be up there, too.
$5
bonus.
$5 bonus. Yeah. $5 bonus gets you the full 5-minute version of With
friends.
A Little Help from My Friends.
That's great. That's great.
I can definitely put
that's an exclusive.
That is an exclusive that nobody gets.
Now I feel like I'm at a PBS during fundraising week.
Don't you want? Hey, look, for $120, you can get these three CDs
and
for $15 on iTunes, but you're supporting
tickets,
something good, and that's important.
You get the tickets to Celtic Woman. And you get the tote bag.
10%
off
of Vans.
You get the tote bag.
I love those. I love
you get
concepts.
The VHS of Michael C. Marona playing the little kid in Fiddler on the Roof.
Il Bambino. The three Italian
George C. Scott yelling
Irish
at
music.
Young Danny. All the hits.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for letting me talk about the weddings.
Congrats, bro.
Congrats,
thank
Dan.
You,
we love
thank
you.
Thank you guys for being
love
there.
Kate. And I'm at Remy Balin. You can also find another podcast called Fresh Beef. Check that out. He is at Michael C. Marona.
I am.
And the married man over there is at D. Tamborelli on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Danny Tamborelli.
Don't be sliding into my DMs no more.
For legal reasons. Thank you so much for listening. Check everything out on the Last Podcast Network. We're so happy to be part of it.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.
Seltzer Kings
Podcasts.